Hello everyone, today is the 16th of April, Tuesday morning, 2019. It's going on 3 o'clock in the morning here in Pineville, Missouri. I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. I sink in deep mire. There is no understanding. I'm come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. Waters float over mine head. Welcome aboard, eggs ahead. I am cut off. I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. Thou hast heard my voice. Hide not thine ear at my breathing and my cry. Thou drewest me near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou saidst, fear not. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his mercy fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath in anger shut up his tender mercies? And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord, surely. I will remember thy wonders of old. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Good morning, Boa Zakaria, and good morning, Ashley. Good to see you here today. I know it's not good morning, it's just good morning here. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. Psalm 91, 15. Good morning, Rick Vidoric. Good to see you this morning. You're up and at him really early. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Psalm 50, 23. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him, which are God's. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Colossians 3, 16 and 17. Ye are a royal priesthood, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Yea, as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Let us offer the sacrifices of praises to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. 1 Peter 2:9, 1 Peter 2:5, Hebrews 13:5, and Psalm 34:2 and 3. Well, we have many wonderful, wonderful promises from the Word of God. He says, I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. I drew thee with the cords of man with bands of love. Jeremiah 31:3. Whom have I in heaven but thee, and there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. We love him because he first loved us. Well, we are told that he will establish an everlasting covenant with his people. And he has done that. Great is his mercy toward us. He's delivered us from the lowest hell, Psalm 86:13. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins, Matthew 1:21. Our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sakes became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. That blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13. Consider how great things he hath done for you. 1 Samuel 12:24. Take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. The very hairs of your head are numbered. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Psalm 85:10. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. Isaiah 53:10. Being found in fashion of man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Well, these are wonderful passages of Scripture that show God's eternal love for his people. You know, as we go through this life, we find that we need something to hold on to. And the fact that we've been given the faith of Christ is something that's unshakable. It's our foundation that can never be moved. We see the great fire took place over there in Paris. All of the idolatry, graven images and everything that were in that particular building. Notre Dame, that Catholic precipice God brought down. I believe it was an example of the judgment of God against all forms of idolatry. People were singing and worshiping their false god as that building was burning. God is over all things, including that fire in Paris. You know, God's wrath and his judgment is against all forms of idolatry. But when we find ourselves being drawn to our precious Lord and Savior, idolatry flees from us. We don't want to participate in any form or part of it, do we? Whom have I in heaven but thee? Whom have I in heaven but thee? There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. He's given him a name that is greater than any name. The name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Well, we have an anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast. And we realize that our new birth, when God breathed His Spirit into us, and we were born again by the Spirit of God, that we've never been the same. Oh yes, we faltered and failed miserably at times. But we have an inseparable link because we've been adopted into the family of God. We have something that will never, ever leave us, and that is God's Spirit. You know, I was thinking about the aspect of God's grace and His Spirit and how it works in our hearts every day. And even the very most incremental things, like when we happen to tune in on Facebook and how God synchronizes, how He's brought us together this morning. Rick from California. I've known Rick for years via sermon audio and email and relationship. And Ashley Kinney now I've known for probably going on a year from Australia. Now we have a new friend this morning, I'm sure I've met maybe one or two times, Bo Zakaria. And these other people who are joining us, where two or three are gathered together in His name, there will He be in the midst of us. What an awesome promise. Pastor, and I hope I don't butcher your guys' names, Steve Montgomery and Anouk Messiah, and the other ones that I cannot see that have joined us this morning, have joined me this morning, regardless of what time it is where you were at. Prabhudas. Pastor Prabhudas. God synchronizes things. He brings us together around His own. You know, there's no greater thing when His people come together in unity. What awesome, wonderful, magnificent grace God has bestowed upon us. Rick says, God's good house cleaning seal, praise His holy name forever. Our God is a consuming fire. Yes, He is. Benjamin Gershon, welcome aboard. What awesome, wonderful, magnificent grace God has bestowed on us, who were dead in our trespasses in sin, to choose us before the creation of the world, before our life would even begin, to be adopted into His family from the beginning and to the very end. How can our tongues describe this marvelous thing He did for you and me, to send His Son to die and redeem us for eternity by shedding His precious blood on the cruel and rugged tree and paid the greatest ransom possible to set our souls free. Amazing grace, amazing love, so to me. who deserved to die an eternal death and experience awful suffering in hell. But God gave his only son, and now we sing thank to Calvary, and with our souls all things are well. A million years from now, we will still be praising him for delivering us from death and the bondage of sin. All glory to the Lamb who bled and died for you and me. Our praises will ring out for all eternity. You know, we should never get tired of proclaiming the truth of God's grace. I love you too, Rick Vitoric. God has given us a love for each other. I love Ashley Kinney. I love those who proclaim the truth of the reality of who God is. I never get tired of thinking about the love of Christ. Awesome, awesome things to think on. Hallelujah. Christ emptied himself. He came from the ivory palaces above to this cursed world for us. The reality of that striking a lot of us. Wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, by his stripes we're healed. You know, he is our balm in Gilead. There is a balm in Gilead. Is there not a balm in Gilead for the heart that is oppressed? Is there not a holy comforter that will give his people rest? Is there not a heavenly breeze that will come from above to cool the fevered brow of one bent so very low? Is there not a bleeding lamb that has all our sorrows took? Is there not a faithful shepherd who gathers his wayward lambs? Is there not refreshing waters sent from the great I Am? Yes, there is a balm in Gilead, and a heavenly breeze will blow to cool the fevered brow of them that's been so low. Yes, there is a faithful shepherd, and his refreshing waters will flow to the discouraged soul. Well, you know, I'm glad for the love of Christ, unconditional love. We had no merit in ourselves. You know, nothing in my hands I bring. Only to his cross I cling. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. What did he tell the thief on the cross? This day you will be with me in paradise. Well, I'm glad we can comfort one another with the realities of what Christ has done for his elect. Yes, all men were born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical fact. The only remedy for sin is the eternal contract between the Father and the Son, the work of Christ to do, dying on the cross. And he said the work is finished too. The perfect sacrifice was Christ as he hung there on that tree, becoming our sin bearer, dying for you and me. Born and conceived in sin, yes, that's also true for me. But my sin was atoned for and I was set free. Now we sing praises to our Lord and Savior who granted us this loving eternal favor. Yes, dying in our stead even when we were born and conceived in sin, and the quickening Holy Spirit causing us to be born again. We can now joyfully sing to our Lord and King who through his perfect sacrifice our eternal life did bring. The proclamation of the gospel. Well, I want to encourage each one of you this morning that we have an eternal inheritance reserved in heaven for us. We're kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last times. Christ did not say it would be an easy road. He did not say there would be no suffering or pain. He did not say we would not be scoffed, ridiculed, and held in disdain. But Christ did say, I will never leave you or forsake you. He did say, come unto me and I will give you rest. He did say, underneath me are his everlasting arms. And he did say, I've loved you with an everlasting love. I'm thankful for the things Christ did say. Amen. Well, I want to conclude this morning with this thought. And I hope that you have a blessed day, whatever time it is where you're at, the remainder of your day, to be full of the joy of the Lord. You know, I'm a sinner saved by grace. Let it be understood exactly what I am. I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like the Apostle Paul said. I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up from the dead. I deserve the wrath of God, but it was placed on Christ instead. When I think of how bad and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives me pause to wonder how awesome Christ forgives. To suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel, rugged tree and cry out while he was dying to forgive a sinner like me. What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness he did to me show when I deserved to be cast into hell there to forever go. All my praise and worship should sing forth for eternity for Christ bleeding and dying to save a wretched sinner like me. Thank God for Calvary. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his love. His never dying love. This morning, may his grace and peace and joy be with you, and never forget when you get discouraged to cry out to Abba Father, for he is always there, loving and sustaining us and giving us grace each day to meet whatever obstacles that come across our path. God bless. Love you guys.